The lesson is titled Hip Joints by Way of Lengthening, originally from the Alexander Yanai 268 lesson. We're going to find where our hip joints are in our self-image. And I like to distinguish the hips that we refer to culturally as the fashion hips, that outermost part of the pelvis that you might bump into a table as you walk around, the hip that forms the hip to waist ratio proportion that so many people fixate on in terms of attractiveness. That's the iliac crest of the pelvis. That isn't anatomically the hip joint. The hip joint is where the leg meets the pelvis, and it's much more internal. It's almost in the groin. And even with that tip at the start of the lesson, you're going to find the actual movements we do clarify the location of this joint nicely. So please lie on your back. You put whatever supports under your head you feel like. Make yourself comfortable. And just get settled on the floor. Let your arms come overhead and rest somewhere on the floor. They don't need to be straight-armed. Just anywhere comfortable where the floor can take their weight. And bend your right knee and stand the right foot, please. And then extend your left leg a little bit out to the side. A little bit out to the left, yeah. So keep the knee straight and feel how the outside edge of the left foot is making some contact with the floor. And it doesn't have to be a lot of contact, but that's the general disposition of the foot, consistent with where the leg is lying. And pay attention to how you first come to terms with these instructions. Make a movement so that you slide the left heel away and towards your chest. Keep the movements light. How do you organize yourself to accommodate this instruction? Have a little pause. One tip that will be handy throughout the lesson will be to keep the ankle flexed so that the toes are a little bit closer to the nose. And throughout the lesson, I'll remind you with that cue, toes to nose on that foot, to remind you that we're not trying to flex the ankle as we're trying to push the heel away from your center. And so play with that a little bit more with that in mind, that you're trying to keep the ankle quiet, and the foot preferentially in a little bit of flexion, the toes a little bit closer to the nose. And then keeping the ankle like that, how can you move so that you slide the left heel away from your chest, your center? As you continue to play with this, I'll give you a little bit more explanation. The right hip joint here is doing most of the movement. It's turning the pelvis so that the left edge of the pelvis goes down, a little bit lower. You can get a sense that the right hip is where the force is coming from to slide that left heel away from you. And we're always doing small movements and repeating them, each time trying to really pay attention to discover the organization. So let yourself pause between movements. Make sure that you're taking a fresh run at the movement each time. And rest. Let your legs go long. Let your arms come down. And let's try this on the other side. So stand the left leg and extend the right leg out to the side, the outside edge of the right foot, a little bit more in contact with the floor. Let your arms go overhead. And then, as before, just try to slide your right heel a little bit away from your center. And as always, just notice how you organize yourself here. And the movement we're looking for is really coming from your center, or as I alluded to earlier, the left hip, the opposite hip. And the right ankle can stay quiet, the toes towards the nose. Many times, but at your own pace, exploring how to do this, sliding of the right heel away from your center. Before you rest again, check to see that you're holding your breath as you initiate the movement. No extra effort in the face, eyes, jaw. That's good. Let your arms come down. Let your legs go long. Have another rest. And after a few minutes paying attention to ourselves this way and exploring non-habitual movements, are you lying any differently here? Do you feel like you're sinking into the floor more? Maybe you can reevaluate the supports under your head, if you have any. And then we're going to do something like the original movement, but with our arms in a different position. So lying on our back, can you take your arms behind your chest so that you're lying on top of them? And it's not important that they get all the way behind you. So, as usual, look out for yourself. Don't push yourself too far. No strain in the shoulders is necessary here. It's really just positioning the arms a little bit differently and giving you some extra information about what's happening along your back. And stand the left foot, please, and stand the right foot, we're doing the first one, and extend the left leg out to the side. And as before, try to slide that heel away from your center, keeping the ankle quiet. Maybe starting with the toes towards the nose to set up the ankle in a it's not really a neutral position, but in my experience, it helps me feel the actual heel better. Maybe it's because the heel's coming a little bit further away from you before you begin the movement. Right, because that's one of the ways to be confused about sliding the heel away from you, is if you flex the ankle, you are moving the heel a little bit away from you. And that's not the movement we're trying to explore. We're really trying to initiate the movement from your center, maybe from the right hip joint here. Some subtle movement of the right hip joint so that the left half of the pelvis tilts in the downward direction. And it's not far. The heel might slide a few millimeters. As usual, it's not about doing a large movement, but organizing it in a clean way. Movement that answers the question. And what do you feel happening in your back as this is occurring? Whatever parts of your arms are, or hands are touching your back. You feel how your trunk is participating. And pause. You can take your arms out for a rest if they want it. And let's try the other side. So we stand the left foot. Extend the right out to the side, straight legged. Edge of the right foot is resting on the floor a little bit. Let the hands kind of pin behind the back like this. Find that movement of sliding the right heel away from your center. Maybe setting up with the toes towards the nose to take the ankle flexion out of the equation. But as you get more and more familiar with this movement, it's going to become less important to really remind yourself not to move that ankle. And I don't want you to be too married to holding the ankle in flexion, because it can be neutral. It even could be in a bit of a toe point as you do this movement, as long as you are initiating it from your center and you know what you're doing. The information that your arms are getting about the back, is that different on this side than the previous side? Does it seem like your trunk is organizing around this movement differently on the left and right sides? Just try to pick up what you can there. Each attempt of the movement being a separate act. You catch yourself doing a cyclical, a repetitive rhythmic movement. Try to pause more between attempts. And have another rest. Let your arms come out from behind your back. Let your legs go long and just lie on the floor. As you rest here, do you have any clearer sense of where your hip joints are at this point in the lesson? You might roll each leg, straight legged. You feel where the leg connects to the pelvis. Extend the right foot, please. Leaving the left foot extended, straight legged, out towards the side. And really record the angle that your foot is making. It's pointing out sideways at some angle. And try to keep the foot pointed this way while you lift and lower the left leg. So this is a good place to make more effort than is necessary. It's still going to require a little bit of effort to lift your leg straight legged like this. So, as usual, start slow. You don't have to get the leg high off the ground. You can make it hover. Really just taking the weight of the leg off the ground is accomplishing what we're talking about. And how can you spread the effort around you so that this is easy? And notice which hip joints seem to be doing the work here. You're lifting the left leg. So the left hip joint is probably doing some work here. But what's happening on your right side? You might notice that the right half of your pelvis is coming away from the floor a little bit as you lift the left leg. And so begin playing with the idea of holding the left leg in the air while you figure out how to return the right half of the pelvis back to the floor. And so the left leg is straight, pointing out to the side. You lift it. You notice that the right half of the pelvis tends to float up as you lift it. And then what movements could you find to restore the contact of the right half of your pelvis to the floor?
Take your time with it. Take rest. Make sure that you're not building up muscle fatigue in either leg. And when you feel like you've connected with that experience of taking the right half back to the floor, then have a rest. Now the other side, let's stand the left leg, foot, with the left leg bent, left foot on the floor. Take the right leg out to the side. And at first, just practice lifting and lowering the right leg. Making it as easy as possible. Remembering that we're not trying to isolate a muscle here. We're trying to do almost the opposite of spreading around the effort so that no one part of you is really responsible for doing most of the work. And if you feel like a part of yourself is overworking here or is making most of the effort, then just recognize that. Take a rest. And begin to try to recruit other parts of you and see if they can help. And then this vein, notice that the left hip is coming away from the floor a little bit as well as you lift the right leg. Notice that the left half of the pelvis is coming a little bit away from the floor. And as on the other side, begin to play with the idea of leaving the leg in the air while you find a movement to restore the left half of the pelvis back to the floor. And it doesn't have to come all the way down. There's no need to do it correctly. It's really just connecting with the instruction, trying to find some felt experience that corresponds to what I'm talking about. That's good. We're going to play with this more. So let your legs come down long on the floor. Have a little rest there. And we're going to repeat those last two chapters of the lesson, but with our hands behind the back again. So find that move, that place where you can park the hands behind the back. Even if it's just the hands, it doesn't have to be the arms. Standing the right leg, take the left foot out to the side, keeping it pointing sideways, lift and lower it once or twice. Notice how the right hip joint is working here too. Notice how the right half of the pelvis is coming away from the floor. And you can notice it a little differently from the perspective of some of the muscles in your back. And then, leaving that leg hovering in the air, can you find a movement to take the right half of the pelvis back to the floor? And just check in with that again, with your arms like this. When it feels easy, when it feels like your breathing isn't impeded at all by this, then you know you're there. And switch over your legs. Stand the left leg and take the right one out to the side. And leaving the hands behind the back, lift and lower the right leg. With very little participation in the knee. Really, the leg is straight. Does the left half of the pelvis get involved in lifting the right leg in a similar fashion to how the right half of the pelvis participates in lifting the left leg? And then leaving the right leg hovering in the air, can you find that movement to take the left half back down, the left half of the pelvis back down to the floor?
Where is that movement being initiated from? That's good for now. Let your legs go long, let your arms come out from behind your back, and have another rest. Bend your right knee and stand your right foot. Take your left leg out to the side, as we've been doing, and leave your arms overhead somewhere, like we started with. And lift the left leg, and then after you've connected with how to do that easily, take it left and right a little bit. And the point of taking the left, the foot left, taking the foot left and right while it's in the air is to feel a neutral point where it seems the easiest to let it hover. So we're trying to be a little bit more systematic about where we leave the foot when we lift it in the air. So you can practice lifting and lowering it, and then once it's in the air, taking it left and right, really feeling for that happy medium. Once you've found a nice place in terms of left-right to leave the foot, a few times lift and lower it, centered on that spot. Is that getting easier? And change the legs over and try this on the other side. Stand the left leg, take the right out to the side. And leaving the foot pointing out sideways. Lift and lower it. Notice how you do that, and then begin to explore left and right. Taking the right foot left and right while it's in the air. Try to locate a happy medium. The lesson's titled Hip Joints by Way of Lengthening, but this movement's doing a lot to really show you where that hip joint is. And then you can test your medium spot, your happy medium, by leaving the leg there and just lifting and lowering the leg along this center. And really close with the sense of this is easy before you take your next rest. And rest. Let your arms come down. I remember a high school friend once went traveling. I don't even remember which continent it was. But I remember her describing how the children of some people that she had met, some ethnic group that she had come across in her travels, that they, at a very young age, danced moving their hip joints. And I was so naive to what that meant that I didn't realize that it would look like children making, you know, uncomfortably suggestive, you know, kind of sexual movements in their dancing. And so it seems like our culture wants these parts of us to be almost invisible, you know, to the point where I had no clue what moving the hips really meant. You know, I might have pictured kind of turning left and right quickly, something like that. So, is this connecting with any of your experience in terms of feel almost like it's subversive to locate this part of yourself and to learn how to move it? Again, let your arms park overhead, somewhere on the floor comfortably, and stand the right leg, stand the right foot, bend the right knee, and extend the left leg out to the side, the left edge of the foot resting on the floor. And once or twice, lift the left leg to that neutral position, where it feels pretty good just hovering there. And then leaving the foot in the air, begin to make little circles. Pick a point on your heel. Imagine that that's the tip of a pen or something like that, and really try to describe a nice circular path with your heel. And we've taken some time to locate a nice way to organize for lifting the leg, but continue to check in with yourself to make sure you're not making any unnecessary effort as we really try to visualize the circle. It makes sense that the signs of concentration and mental effort begin to show, the furrowing of the brow, the tightening of the jaw, the tension in the eyes. All mature behavior that we don't need here doesn't really help. Things you wouldn't see in a baby as it plays with the movement. And you don't have a reasonable option other than taking the baby strategy here, because I'm asking you to do something which is patently unreasonable. If you walked up to a whiteboard with a marker and I said, draw a circle, you would know that you're going to draw an approximation of a circle. There's very few people could draw what looks like a flawless circle with their hands and a familiar drawing implement on a familiar surface. And here you are hovering your foot in the air, trying to do something that you can really be reasonably asked to do with your hand and eye. So play with it. If you don't like how circular your circle is, then start with a square and round the corners. Notice what direction you've chosen. Take a little pause and try taking the heel in the opposite direction. If you started clockwise, go counterclockwise. And as always, notice if that's different. Just organizing for moving in the opposite direction. Does it feel different? Where does it feel different? Don't worry making sense of it. Just try to feel the various contributions of the various parts of yourself. While you're circling this heel, can you take the right hip back to the floor? Can you find both of those movements at the same time? That's good. Let your legs go long. Switch over to the other side. You might want to take a break. Take your arms down for a moment. Go ahead and play with this at your own pace. We're standing the left leg, taking the right leg out to the side. And keeping the foot pointed out to the side, we're lifting it in the air to some neutral position, and then beginning to circle. At first, just really trying to make a circle in an easy way. Oh, right, and the arms are overhead. Circling around this neutral point, you notice the opposite hip coming off the floor a little bit. Don't worry about returning the hip to the floor. It's not something to correct. It's a separate thing to try to explore. So you can circle the ankle clockwise and counterclockwise. See which one you prefer. And always giving yourself pauses so that you stay fresh. While circling the right leg in this way, can you take the left hip a little bit towards the floor? Can you return the back of the left half of the pelvis to the floor? And have another rest. Let your arms come down. We're just going to do some integrating movements to really bring the left and right hip joints into a cohesive organization in our self-image. And stand your 2 feet and leave your arms overhead, as we've been doing. And just press with the feet, alternating lifting the sacrum a little bit, the tailbone, flattening the lower back a little bit, and then rolling the sacrum into the floor and arching the lower back a little bit. And not going for large athletic movements. We're not stretching. We're trying to feel how to organize the movement so that it's easy, that it really does what we're intending. Once you're making this lifting and lowering of the tailbone in an effortless way, check out where you feel your hip joints connecting your legs to the pelvis. And then let your left leg go long, turned out to the side as we've been doing. And lift it in the air as we've been doing. And leaving it in the air, connect with that lifting and lowering of the sacrum, that arching and flattening of the lower back, that movement you were just doing a moment earlier, weaving this leg long. And after doing that once or twice, let your legs go long, let your arms come down and rest. Then arms overhead again, stand both legs. And find that movement again of rolling the sacrum on the floor a little bit, flattening and arching the lower back a little bit. Feel how the movement's traveling through you. Notice how the hip joints participate here. And let the right leg go long, turned out to the side. And lift the right leg, let it hover a little bit off the floor, some neutral spot that we've been working with. And then find again this movement of taking the tailbone away from the floor and towards the floor. How is this experience different from the previous side? Let the leg come down. Let the arms come down. and standing both legs, begin to roll the pelvis on the floor like you're drawing a circle. Imagine your tailbone is now the writing implement. And you're just tilting the knees, pushing with the feet. Maybe you might feel like you're pressing out with the belly at some points in the movement. Really use whatever parts of you feel like using to make the movement smooth. You make the circle that you're drawing on the floor, making it closer and closer to a circle. And it doesn't matter if it's a large circle or a small circle. It doesn't matter which point specifically you're identifying with as the drawing implement. And extend your arms overhead. How does that change the experience, just putting the arms overhead? And that's a question on lots of levels. Like, how does it change the experience, just putting the arms overhead? Change the direction of the circle around. Nice light tempo. And then we're done. Let everything come down to the floor. Let your arms come down. And take your time to roll to the side, come to sitting, come to maybe all fours or directly onto your 2 feet. But as you walk around the room, feel your feet contacting the floor, notice where your head's pointing in space, and try to train your eyes to look on the horizon. And those are the only walking instructions. Just feel your feet. And try to keep the eyes on the horizon. Wherever you want to put the rest of yourself is not important right now. And as you walk around, of course, feel your legs. Maybe with the hip joints highlighted in a new way. Thank you.